Dustin, after winning five in a row, just talking to Mark, as a group, how do you kind of manage the disappointment of last night after having things going so well?
I mean, it's never easy. It's something that, you know, as a team, you just got to kind of, you know, I guess, you know, take a breath and, you know, refocus and, you know, look back at what made us, you know, win those games and kind of stay on the same level and, you know, get back to, you know, the simple things that, you know, made us win.
What did you like in those games that you'd like to try and get back in your game here for St. Louis, Chicago this weekend?
It's just you know, simple, like chip it in, chip it out, you know, just move our feet and you know, not be fancy and shoot, you know, we, I guess, start getting more pucks to the net too.
Is much difference home versus road? I know the record is obviously different, but in terms of the style of play, Dustin, or
I mean, it's, I guess I haven't really paid attention, I guess, enough, but you know, you always say, like, you know, it's just go on the road and, you know, keep it simple, and you know, we should be doing that at home too. It's you know, that's hockey, you know, the simpler you are, the, you know, the easier things you do, just, you know, you know, chip it in and, you know, just being on the forecheck hard and pucks to the net, usually can win games that way.
You've been around him a long time. What has it meant to have Brian Little back? What are the biggest benefits you see from having him around?
I think it's just, you know, just for the whole team, it's just, you know, another guy that, you know, brings, you know, leadership and, you know, everything that, you know, on the ice, he's, you know, one of the hardest working guys. He's, you know, a good centerman for us. That's means a lot, and just, you know, in every aspect of the room.
You seem to have been real aggressive lately, pinching a lot, in deep a lot, by design?
I guess not really. It's, you know, you kind of get behind in the game and, you know, try to make something out of it, but for the most part, no.
I think you've been doing a bit too much of it?
Not really. I don't think I've done, you know, a whole lot of it, but
we've talked about discipline a lot the last couple of years. How do guys prevent the stick penalties? Does it have to be a conscious decision, or what are some of the things? I don't mean you specifically. I mean, as a group, how do you become a more disciplined team?
I guess start on the defensive side of things. It's, you know, game moves so fast. It's you know, the game, you know, changes every time. Every, you know, every ref sees a game a little bit different. It's, you know, one of those things that you just gotta, I guess, we gotta keep our sticks down and just, you know, try to be more physical with just body position.
You've had some good physical battles against St. Louis over the last couple of years. Are you looking forward to this one for the first time this year to play them tomorrow night?
I think anytime you get to, you know, play in our division and you know, play a team like that, it's you know, it's going to be a, you know, physical, you know, heavy game that you know, I think we usually look forward to those.
I know you've been a little bit snake bit scoring at times, but how would you assess your own season to date?
You know, all right, it's, you know, one of those things that, you know, as a team does well, everyone does well. It's, you know, when the team goes bad, you know, everyone's kind of thinking what they can do more, and for the most part, you know, been pretty good, you know, focusing on just little things and you know, just trying to be, you know, do the right things for the team that, you know, I can.
What have you seen from your young D partner for the majority of the year? You played with Josh. What have you seen from his game in his first quarter and change of the season?
Just his confidence, just you know, every game he's getting, you know, a little bit more confidence, comfortable out there, and, you know, just getting him out of his comfort zone to be a little bit nicer. He's still a little hesitant, but for the most part, it's been fun. It's I've enjoyed playing with him so far.
You're back in that net front role yesterday in the power play. Was that something that you welcomed when Paul asked you to head out in front?
Yeah, I guess it was either that or go sit on the bench, but
more of that?
I have no clue. I don't know.
We talked ad nauseum about Laine's shot, but why why can't more people shoot like that? I mean, there are people stronger than him. There are people faster than him. What is it that he does?
It's a good question. I'd love to know.
anything like it?
I mean, some guys just know how to shoot it. And, it's amazing how he can shoot that thing sometimes.
Does he shoot better than you do?
No, never.